This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Nishant and I'll take you through all the stocks and factors that moved markets on Friday, September 11th. Equity benchmarks Sensex and Nifty ended flat on September 11th with a positive bias as gains in shares of TCS, Hindustan Unilever and Infosys were offset by losses in those of HDFC Twins, Bharti Airtel and Asian Paints. The 30-share pack Sensex closed 14 points or 0.04% up at 38,854.55 with 10 stocks in the green. Nifty closed 15 points or 0.13% up at 11,464.45. BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices outperformed the benchmark Sensex, closing 0.58% and 0.52% higher, respectively. For the week, both Sensex and Nifty climbed over 1% each. Vinod Nair, head of research at Geojit Financial Services, said that the market remained undecided on the direction to take and ended flat with a slight positive bias. Nair underscored that despite mixed global cues, Indian markets held out from going negative after progress was supposed to be made during the talks to defuse border tensions with China. Sanjeev Zarbade, Vice President PCG Research at Kotak Securities, said that the market remained cautious about adverse news flows of COVID-19 vaccine trials, an increase in Sino-India geopolitical tensions, and a sharp sell-off in US equities. While the market is not in a bubble zone, global queues have started to turn negative and FIIs have turned sellers along with domestic mutual funds. Valuations are not supportive either, so investors need to be prepared for a minor correction or a sideways market going ahead. There are some pockets of value in small caps, but one needs to be selective, said Zarbade. Top Nifty gainers of the day included Wipro, State Bank of India and Tech Mahindra. Top Nifty losers included Zee Entertainment, Ensign Bank and Power Grid Corporation. Let's talk about stocks and sectors. BSE Telecom Index closed 0.97% lower and BSE Utilities closed with a nominal loss of 0.07%. Rest all sectoral units closed in the green, with Realty and IT closing 1% higher each. BSE Consumer Durables, Metal and FMCG indices gained nearly 1% each. A volume spike of over 8,000% was seen in Canara Bank, while Coforge witnessed a volume spike of over 1,500%. Wipro saw a volume spike of over 500%. Long buildup was seen in stocks such as Coforge, Manappuram Finance, Concor and IGL. Short buildup was seen in stocks such as Cummins India, PVR and Zee Entertainment. Over 100 stocks, including Coforge, Jubilant Foodworks and Wipro, hit their 52-week highs on BSE. Now let's talk about some stocks in news. Shares of Container Corporation of India, Concor, climbed 4.44% to Rs. 383.80 on BSE after global brokerage firm Jefferies gave a buy call on the stock. Vodafone Idea share price fell 2.54% to Rs. 11.13 as reports said that the company was planning to raise Rs. 35,000 crore. Shares of ITI gained 1.63% to close at Rs. 136.85 after the company bagged Escon Phase 4 project from Army. And shares of Webhav Global climbed 1.11% to Rs. 1,758.70 after the company commissioned 1 megawatt solar power generation project. As far as technical view on the market is concerned, Nifty 50 remained range-bound throughout the session and formed dodgy kind of indecisive pattern on daily charts as closing was near opening levels. For the week, the index witnessed bullish candle, which resembles a hammer kind of formation on the weekly scale. Well, that's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com for more on markets, economy and general news as well. Thank you for listening.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.